National Conference of Christians and Jews honoring Mrs. Frances Payne Bolton and the President of the United States. First, allow me, please, the privilege of telling you what a great help that Mr. Abe Luntz and Fan Luntz have been to this organization over a period of 35 years. No one connected with this organization has given more dedicated service, more of their time, and of their money. And Fran and Abe, we sincerely appreciate it. I wish to hasten to assure you that the head table, for the most part, will not be introduced. If you wish to know and are dying of curiosity to see who someone is, you may do this, but not during the proceedings, please. There is a housekeeping matter which I must bring before you, and that is this. There are beautiful centerpieces at each table, and we were trying to determine a very nice way to determine who or what lady receives the centerpieces. We had thought it might be a good idea for each person to lift up his chair, and that person having a star on the bottom of the chair would receive the centerpiece. Then we had other thoughts. And we determined that the lady whose birthday is the nearest to July 4th is to take the centerpieces for themselves. Now, just a minute. The decision is to be made after the ceremonies, please. I have another very important please your attention. I have another very pleasurable and important task to perform, and that is that we have several tables here of members of the Bolton and Bingham families, which are part of the reason that Mrs. Bolton is receiving this honor, and they do her honor here by being here tonight. Will the members of both families please stand and be recognized? It's with a great deal of pleasure that I look at this remarkable turnout to honor Mrs. Bolton and the President of the United States. Cleveland and Northern Ohio have always had a unique civic pride, and this occasion underscores the fact that Northern Ohio is the best location in this great nation, which is so ably led by our wonderful President, Gerald T. Ford. The chairman of the Civic Committee directing this dinner is Charles E. Spahr, chairman of the board of Standard Oil of Ohio. Mr. Spahr worked hard and diligently to make this a successful occasion. Unfortunately, business commitments have forced Mr. Spahr to be out of the city. However, we are fortunate in that Alton Whitehouse, Jr., president of Standard Oil of Ohio, is here, and he will bring greetings to the members of the National Conference of Christians and Jews and those who helped to make this dinner a success.
Thank you very much, Frank. Mr. President, Mrs. Bolton, ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased to be here tonight to share in this tribute to Mrs. Bolton and to our president. As Frank observed, this privilege rightfully belongs to Charlie Spahr. He served this year as chairman of the National Conference of Christians and Jews Civic Committee, comprised of more than 270 persons in the community. The committee developed the plans and program for this occasion, and Mr. Spahr really regretted this unchangeable commitment to be out of the country this week. But on his behalf, I'm here to express his thanks to members of his committee for their contributions to the obvious success of this event. Events like this don't just happen. It takes a lot of time and a lot of effort by devoted and dedicated people. So we can all share in appreciation for the efforts of the committee this evening. I'm confident, too, that the committee itself will feel amply rewarded. All we need to do is look around at the remarkably fine turnout that we have here tonight. Your presence here and your enthusiasm attest to your interest in and support of the principles fostered by the National Conference of Christians and Jews. Together, we all stand taller because of evenings like this. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse, and I'm sure that you will express all of our appreciation to Charlie Spahr and his team. It's only fitting and proper, in view of the fact that Cleveland is serving as the host city to Mrs. Bolton and our president, that our Mayor Ralph J. Perk bring the greetings of this city to both of them. It's a pleasure to introduce to you Ralph J. Perk.
Mr. President, Mrs. Bolton, to our honored guests, ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased this evening to have this opportunity to extend official greetings to all of you from all of the people of Cleveland. It is always a natural and spontaneous reaction for the greater Cleveland community to enthusiastically support the annual dinner of the National Conference of Christians and Jews in recognition of its contributions toward the best in human relationships. But this year is a special year indeed. We are now being honored by the President's visit. And I'm proud to have Gerry Ford, President of the United States, as one of my close friends. And I'm proud that he has restored confidence and integrity to the highest office in our land. I hope that we will demonstrate our loyalty to him and to our country as he has demonstrated his loyalty to us, all of us individually and to the nation. We are honored that the President joins us today in paying tribute to the Honorable Francis P. Bolton, with whom he served in Congress for many years. Long before her 30 years of service in Congress, even as a young woman, she gave of herself in all endeavors of human services. She has contributed greatly to the history of this nation. Her son, the late Oliver P. Bolton, and I, for many years, were national leaders in the Young Republican movement. Many significant accomplishments in Greater Cleveland bear her mark, and many institutions are honored with the Bolton name. One of the foremost, of course, being the Francis Payne Bolton School of Nursing at Case Western Reserve University. All of us will indeed share in honor in this privilege of honoring Francis Bolton in this bicentennial year. Congratulations, Francis Bolton.
There are two people in the audience that deserve special recognition, and I would like to introduce them to you at this time. Our governor, James A. Rhode, is seated at table 30. Governor, will you stand and please take a bow? Thank you so much for being with us this evening and for supporting the efforts of the NCCJ over many years. Then I would like to introduce a man to you who has done so much to make this dinner a reality. And as is usual, he is taking a place in the back part of the room. It's Nick Booker. Nick, where are you? I know you're back near the stairs someplace. There he is, clear in the back. Thank you, Nick, for all you've done. A relative newcomer, if you can say a couple years is relatively new to this city, and a man who has become a major part of both our civic and religious life, and we feel we've known him forever, is Bishop James A. Hickey of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Cleveland. Bishop Hickey will proceed now to conduct a memorial service for those of our members who have passed during the past 12 months. Bishop Hickey.
Mr. President, Mrs. Bolton, honored guests and friends, will you join with me now in prayer? O God, Father of us all, receive into peace the souls of our brothers and sisters whom we now remember and commend to your fatherly care. In loving gratitude, we remember Felix Hales, Dr. and Mrs. Ello Baumgartner, Edmund Durkin. They believed in your fatherhood and shared their conviction with us. They often gave voice to that belief, but always added action to give substance to their words. Remembering them ought to remind each of us that the surest test is not words, but action arising from conviction. To call you Father is not enough. To live as true children of a common Father is our surest proof. How vain it would be to remember our good friends, but forget the lessons of their lives. Gather them, Father, in lasting peace. Gather us together now to discover the common bond which makes us one with each other and with you. Amen.
I'm sure that all here realize it takes a tremendous amount of cooperation to put on a dinner of this kind. For example, in order to have the use of these facilities, the Cleveland Press had to move their annual golden wedding dinner from this ballroom to another location in the hotel. I'm reminded of that because the next dinner speaker is Tom Boardman, editor of the Cleveland Press, who, because he has always had a way with women, we have asked him to make a presentation to Mrs. Bolton. Ladies and gentlemen, Thomas Boardman.
Thank you very much, Frank, and I assure you that we will always move when you have the President of the United States as your guest. It was a pleasure for us to be helpful this evening. You know, in a lifetime that is dedicated to public and civic and philanthropic service, Frances Payne Bolton has earned far more honors than she has ever received. But this award tonight recognizes one of the many areas of her service, that constant seeking for the common ground on which all the peoples of this uneasy world can live in brotherhood and in peace. And Ms. Bolton, in the unlikely event that you should ever grow old and want nothing more than to sit quietly and recall past honors, then perhaps this album, which we shall present to you tonight, will hold an honored place in your library of memories. This album, as I will present it to you, is empty, but it will shortly be filled with all of the stories that have been written and all those that are still to be written about this great evening. including the remarks of so many longtime friends, first among them the President of the United States. We hope that you will treasure it as warmly as all of us here tonight treasure our long association and friendship with you.
Thank you, Tom. Dr. David Hyatt, president of the National Conference of Christians and Jews, is a man thoroughly familiar with Cleveland. He was born in Ashtabula, worked at the Acme Boiler Works, acted at the Playhouse, and still has deep roots in our wonderful community. Ladies and gentlemen, the president of the National Conference of Christians and Jews, Dr. David Hyatt. Okay.
First of all, on behalf of our national co-chairman, Ambassador Robert Murphy, and William May, Nicholas Petru, and Oscar Strauss, I want to extend NCCJ's deep appreciation to the President for honoring us with his presence here tonight. And secondly, I also want to personally and publicly thank Charles Spahr for the magnificent job he's done as your dinner chairman. And I also want to thank all of his co-chairmen, Mr. Whitehouse, Mr. Seltzer, Mr. Luntz, Mr. Vail, Mr. Coy, and all the rest of the dinner committee. You two have been simply magnificent. You have before you a small brochure, NCCJ in Century 3, which is a report of the program of NCCJ. I hope you'll all take it home with you and read it carefully. I just want you to know that through our work with youth, with police, with parents and teachers, with business and labor leaders, and with clergy, that the NCCJ has a program designed as no other organization that I know of to strengthen our national unity, to bring about interreligious understanding and interracial justice, and to finally help to make real that Pledge of Allegiance that we all subscribe to but have yet to practice. That pledge of one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. That's what the National Conference is in business for. And I submit to you that there's no more important business in this country of ours today. And that's why I want to say to you that I think all of you can stand up and be proud of your share in the work of the National Conference. And I want to thank you all as your president from the bottom of my heart. Now it's my great privilege and honor to present our National Brotherhood Award to a great lady and a magnificent American who has devoted her entire life to NCCJ's goals of a single nation, of a unified America, and of world peace and justice. In her long and distinguished career as a congresswoman, she was one of the very first to recognize the needs and desires of emerging nations and peoples in Africa. As our government's representative in the United Nations, she exhorted that body to combat racial, religious, and social prejudice everywhere in the world. She was responsible for the organization's standing committees to watchdog and eliminate prejudice and hatred wherever they showed their ugly fangs. Her record for working for, supporting, and creating medical, welfare, and social work organizations is absolutely fantastic, indeed incomparable. No one has done more for others in this area. There are medical schools, there are welfare groups, and there are splendid institutions all across this nation that are in existence today only because of Frances Bolton. And long before it became a popular cause that it is today, she was fighting for equal rights for women and was a pioneer in raising women to an equal status in the medical and the military corps during World War II. And she was also responsible for writing the legislation which...
She's a person who's really cared about the problems of minorities. She's a person who has fought valiantly and unceasingly to eradicate bigotry. She is a person profoundly concerned with the religious ideals of our society. And for all of these things and for many others, she has won not only the respect and the love of her constituents, but has also won the respect and the admiration of the very top leaders of the entire world. It is my great honor to present to you a beloved woman, a beloved mother, and a beloved and beautiful person in every way. Mrs. Bolton, will you please step down to the podium? It is with pride that I present the National Human Relations Award to Frances Payne Bolton, who, as the inscription on this award reads, has never forgotten her duty to God, country, and mankind. Bless you. I'll put this over here.